We are quite a bit through the games here in Paris. Paralympics 2024 has been so far incredibly successful for Paralympics GB, and we have David Clark, the British Paralympic Association's chief exec, with us. Dave, the team, and I'm sure yourself and everyone must be walking on air at the moment. The results have been fantastic.
Yeah, so we just got over halfway. We are absolutely so over the moon. We've had a team of performing. Our athletes, yet again, are showing they're absolutely bossing it on the field of play. Particularly wonderful as we're here on the middle Wednesday of the Games to see a parachuting medal down in Châteauroux. You got a fencing medal last night with another one guaranteed tonight. And to see just medals coming from everywhere, the pool just having an unbelievable time of it. Our swimmers just piling on the medals. But right across the team, we couldn't be more proud of our athletes and what they're doing.
Well, what's it like a day for you here at the Games? Are you mobile quite a lot? I imagine it must be incredibly hectic.
Well, it's full on, but it's great to call it work. We've got an incredible team of nearly 200 people here, you know, making it possible. But for me, I need to be visible. I need to be with our stakeholders. I need to be with those people from politics and particularly government and our royal patron, of course. I must say, everyone's shown us incredible commitment, you know, coming over here and spending time with us and listening to us, because at Paralympics GB, of course, being best prepared and getting our athletes on the field of play doing amazing things is super important. But actually, the bigger picture in some ways is what happens off the field of play for every disabled person. And it's been great to share our views on that with government and others who are going to help us make the change going forward.
We will, before the Games finish, talk to some of the guys from the PIP programme. Tell us about that.
Paralympic Inspiration Programme, for me, is so important because it's about the next step, the next generation, the next future talent who are going to help us go through Milan Cortina, Los Angeles, and then on to Brisbane. And so to give them the experience to come in, to experience a Games environment, to get in the village, to aspire to be in that position, but also not to be fazed by it. You know, so when you first, you know, for example, walk into the village, you walk into the accommodation, you walk into the restaurant, it can be really overwhelming. And actually, if you do that for the first time when you're coming into your own Games, it can distract. So it's great to get these guys out here. And of course, there's an education program alongside that as well. They get to speak with athletes who've been there, done it, seen it. And I just think it's a wonderful program.
How easy or difficult is it to find the new talent and get them to the level that these guys here are at the moment?
Well, we're really pleased that 81 out of the 215 athletes with Paralympics GB on the team are debutants. But we don't underestimate the problem. To have talented athletes, it takes a lot of hard work, a lot of talent identification. But of course, you know, when we're in a situation where one in four disabled kids are taking part in PE at school, in other words, three in four aren't, you can imagine that ensuring that people find the right pathway is very, very difficult. And no one speaks more powerfully than this about this than Hannah Cockcroft on our Equal Play film that was shown on Channel 4 last week. And she remembers being sat in a classroom when her classmates were doing PE, and she describes it as, "I was sat in a classroom of clothes," because she was sat there doing something in her normal school uniform and all the other school uniforms were hung up around the classroom because her classmates were doing PE. Now, what would have happened if Hannah Cockcroft hadn't been noticed, hadn't been given the idea of doing sport? She wouldn't have the 17-18 world title she's got. So we've got to give every child who's disabled, obviously blind and partially sighted kids are massively part of that, we've got to give them the opportunity to do sport grassroots level, and then if they wish, have the opportunity to go into a talent pathway.
I've been talking with the likes of Neil Fackey, we've spoken with Stephen Clegg and so on, and one thing that they've all said is the competition, not just within Paralympics GB, but you know, with the other countries as well, seems to have just ramped up. They're really being pushed now, and the difference between gold, silver, bronze and not medalling sometimes is now a tenth and hundredths of a second.
Well, that's absolutely right. It's got much, much harder. It's really become much more competitive. What would have got you a gold medal in 2012 won't even see you on the podium in 2024 potentially. So it is getting much more challenging. But of course, with that competition is something we thrive on. The national governing bodies are the ones who run the world-class programs, and they're the ones who should be commended for getting our athletes into shape so that we can then select them for the team and bring them here and to see those amazing performances. And you know, wherever you look at the moment, we're getting medal performances right across all the sports, and that's what's so impressive. It really runs deep.
Will you get to relax after the closing ceremony? I'm sure that'll be pretty spectacular as well. Or are you then looking at building the teams again and looking towards LA?
Well, we're always running with three or four cycles, but the big thing when we get back is to ensure we correctly celebrate the performances of our athletes, and then we also are looking for our future commercial partners and stakeholders who are going to help us make sure that we're in a similarly strong position for LA. So, no, we never stop, but we will take an appropriate amount of rest for sure.
Well, David, thanks so much for taking the time out of your incredibly hectic schedule. Thanks for joining us on RNAB Connect Radio.
Absolute pleasure. Cheers.